This is the guided mindfulness practice for cultivating kindness, compassion, and gratitude. Initially, I'd like to invite you to find a comfortable posture. This may be sitting down on a chair or sitting on a cushion on the floor. And allowing yourself to settle, allowing the body to settle, allowing your mind to relax. Your shoulders are hanging down, your back is upright and relaxed. The muscles on your face are relaxed. Your hands are resting on your thighs or on your lap. In whatever way is most comfortable for you. I'd like to invite you just to take 3 deep breaths, and on the inhalation is the intention of just embracing whatever you're experiencing right now, whatever you're feeling in the body, however your mind is, however emotionally you are at the moment, just breathing in how you feel right now. And on the exhale is you're letting go. You're fully accepting how you feel right now, and there's nothing to change. There's nothing to add to your experience right now. It's completely letting go. So if you could just breathe 3 times deeply with that intention of breathing in how you're feeling right now and letting go of that need to change anything. And to start the kindness part of this meditation, I would invite you just to allow a subtle smile to appear on your face. And that subtle smile, behind it is the intention for you to really embrace your being and how you feel right now. Whatever that is, giving it its space. Having a caring attitude to yourself, as if you were your best friend. Letting go of whatever expectations you have right now, and just allowing that smile to embrace your complete being and what you're feeling in the body, your emotional state and your mind. Open, receptive attention, radiating that energy of kindness. Visualizing that energy of kindness flowing all through your body. And sensing that the cells of your body can feel that energy, and in some way they smile back at you. You can maybe visualize all the cells in your body just smiling back at you. And within that energy of kindness, I'll invite you just to say softly to yourself, may I be well. And you can repeat this phrase several times, may I be well. So this is not an order, it is, if you like, an aspiration. May I be well. And then you may wish to say this to other people. So you could say, for example, may all others be well. May all others be well. And just allowing the body to breathe naturally. Maintaining that open, kind attention to yourself, noticing the effect of saying those words, may I be well, may others be well as well. Yourself about that subtle smile on your face which communicates that kindness that is embracing you right now. This kind, careful attitude that is bathing you now through your attention and attitude. And now I'd like to invite you to direct your focus to compassion. And compassion is centered about feeling deeply our emotions, accompanying ourselves and others, maybe in difficult moments where we may have doubts, where we have anxiety, where we have anger, where we have stress. So I'd like to invite you to just reflect on those challenges that you may have experienced recently. Maybe difficult challenges, difficult experiences. And just remind yourself that whatever action or result from those situations you were doing your best. You doing the best you could in that moment. So, compassion is about radiating empathy to yourself right now. And if you're going through a difficult phase at the moment, then this is a time to open up to what you're feeling emotionally. Maybe the doubts, the stress, the anxiety. Avoiding trying to fix things mentally and just connect with that energy, the emotional energy, and just be with that. That silence, presence that opens up and connects and feels deeply. So you're holding yourself in compassion. And you can say to yourself, if you wish, it's okay. It's okay. I'm doing the best I can at this moment. You're letting go of that need to fulfill expectations or to get a result. You're opening up and connecting with the rawness of your emotion, the emotional energy, the mind. Just extending that compassion to oneself. And now you could extend that compassion to another person. Maybe a person that you've had challenges with, maybe someone in your team who some way has upset you in some way or has created stress for you, and there's that feeling of possible resentment. This could be someone in the team or a family member or a friend. Just like to invite you as well to extend the same compassion you extended to yourself to that person. Just reflecting on that person acted to the best of their ability given their circumstances. And it's uncertain what their circumstances are. So we're giving the other person the benefit of the doubt, just like ourselves. And just embracing that person with respect. Acknowledging it's so easy to make a mistake, to see things from a perhaps a different view. There's different ways of seeing a situation. Just embracing and extending those other people. And maybe you could repeat that phrase, may you be well. You can repeat it as many times as you need. May you be well. And you could even extend a gentle smile on your face, which transmits that respect and that empathy and compassion towards that person or people. And now I'd like you to consider the quality of gratitude And gratitude, we can start, for example, by giving thanks for the health that we have in our body. Appreciating how our body works so well in terms of the different organs, the different systems that are going on right now. The digestive system, sight, touch, smell, the breathing, the muscles, the tendons, all the different organs, the heart, the liver, this incredible body which functions so well together. Just appreciating your body and the health that you have right now. Thank you for this health. I appreciate this. Thank you. And now I'd like to invite you to think about a person that has helped you in the past. Someone who's really showed their closeness and friendship to you. Or maybe it could be a stranger. Just focus on the action that they did that helped you, that you felt supported. Just reflect on what they did and how that made you feel. And feel that sense of gratitude building up. Just reflecting on that act of kindness. This person can be a parent, a work colleague, a friend, or a family member. Just recollecting that memory of where this person supported you, was there for you, helped you. And just feel that sense of gratitude. And with that energy of gratitude, maybe you could extend it to their environment, an appreciation for the natural surroundings, the earth, which has this abundance of nutrients for us and for all the animals, the trees that are so critical in this biosystem. The rivers, the lakes, the animals, the sun, the moon, the sky, the air, and the earth. Give thanks for how the earth gives us nutrients, gives us shelter. It's our home at the moment. Giving thanks for this. This concludes the guided practice. Thank you for practicing with me.